to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 204. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter. I'm here with my boy.
Ma'am the Beaner. I hope you guys' ears weren't just blasted off of that intro. Dude, but it's been like a fucking...
Look at the sound.
Take
on
27 that. Over here.
So sorry, guys. I'm going to put a disclaimer up. When we posted up on the synopsis, play low, volume mute, the first intro.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Long time no see. How you doing?
I'm doing a lot better. I was sick last week, guys, and just been really busy with the sports shit. We just got a call even before we were recording.
Mm-hmm. We literally just started the intro, and I introduced myself, and you said, hold up.
And I got another school calling me about tomorrow's game. And
cool that he called you, though.
He sounded like he was high.
He just got home from work, and he's trying to figure out, like, what the fuck?
St. Joseph.
And he even asked you, fuck, is there life. Something wrong with the schedule? Because it shows that...
You're playing home.
You're home, but it has our address to play.
Yes. The problem is, we don't have a field,
which you
sir.
Told him, yeah. And he's like, That makes sense. That's no sounds wonder like it's a, my address.
Sounds like a St. Joseph problem to me. That's what it sounds like.
Fuck, dude.
Sounds like a forfeit.
Idiot. He sounded cool, though, dude.
Yeah, he was cool cat. And
I liked how you even asked, like, is there anything we need to bring to help out? Like, you know.
The markers, the fucking, the down markers. Mm-hmm. Nope.
And this is strictly for your, I was going to say fantasy football.
Flag football. Just bring football, your shitty Mexican kids and we beat the shit out of them.
Ooh, how you look at guys looking so far? You had a game yesterday and last week, too.
Yeah, yesterday we won.
Good. Shit, good job.
But it was a forfeit.
But
I had to take the volleyball girls.
Okay, how are your girls doing?
We had a tournament this Saturday and Sunday. My A team played against some really top notch teams, pro, right? And it was sucked because I was sitting on the bench on the bleachers, and the court's so small because they had two courts and one. It was a Servite.
Okay.
And the way they were serving, their ass is like in your face. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And like, I tried to scoot over, and this chick did not lose the ball. So she kept serving for like, she scored like 10 points. So she's like, and I had to keep moving over. I'm like, God damn.
You're in her way.
Well, there's nowhere else to fucking move. Her butt cheeks in my face. It's like, what the fuck? Bitch, lose already so you can switch guys.
Okay. How are you doing since you're the athletic director in general now?
Just
right?
Fucking. Worried about people every not showing sport. Up, worrying about drivers, worrying about
parents, right?
Parents organizing, who's taking who's bringing food, who's bringing drinks, fundraising.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
So it's just going to get worse. So,
well, number one, I'm glad you're better, dude, and I fucking did miss you, and it's good to fucking have you back. It's good to be behind the mics, and we are short on time, so.
We are, so.
Have you done anything exciting besides fucking just work kicking your ass?
Just coughing and throwing up, dude.
Not good. Well, again, good to have you back, man. Yeah. I have not done anything exciting at all, dude. I'm thinking, no, I had a bunch of good stories last week for us, but I like to keep everything fresh, and fuck, those got axed.
Yeah.
All right, man, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Episode 104, we entitled hashtag fuck me eyes.
Well, this is your story on that.
This is my story. Yes, at Mem the Beaner, at El Sadie, and at For the Villain. So Sadie joined us for this one. We shoot the shit and play catch up. We hit hashtag straight out of Compton review. So Sadie and I had seen that. That was a great one. What the fuck news? Parents of the week, drunk Florida mom had kid blow into breathalyzer to start car.
We got to get home.
Exactly. And another parent of the week, drunk man makes 10-year-old son his designated driver.
Man.
These guys are so thoughtful
fucking
at
these drunks, studies, dude. Right? Jesus.
We hit Florida dad let teen daughter dance, do drugs at strip club.
Whoa.
Wowzers, right?
You gotta do something. We hit. It's only fucking crack.
It's only fucking a strip joint. Wow. It's only a $1 bill, bitch. Go get a 20. And we hit another one, dude. Breastfeeding another person's baby isn't all that unusual. The fuck is what we said. Wow. In our synopsis, dude. So, okay, we normally bring, and I'll bring some a different topic we haven't hit in a long time today. We hit comic news, Friday the 13th TV news, Halo TV news, Fresh Prince TV news, comic reviews. We hit Inhumans, Attila and Rising number 4, Batman number 43, Outcast 11, Harold County number 4, Secret Wars number 5, and our boy at L underscore CD asks, if you were a freshman in high school again, what would you wear nowadays?
Oh, I remember.
Which was a great question, because we had a bunch of them like, we didn't know what fucking cool was in fucking high school.
You still don't know. I don't know what cool is.
You would be in your fanny pack and your...
Hey, fanny packs are coming back. One of the girls had a fanny pack that had a speaker connected into it.
Okay.
And she was jamming. And I'm like, turn that shit off.
Kinda cool. Let her get away with
it. You're fucking losing.
Music.
You're losing.
I guess that's true.
Turn it off.
Okay, so that's what we hit 100 episodes ago. And fuck me eyes, the only thing I can remember is I went to a party with a girlfriend at the time. And as soon as I walked in, my girlfriend said hi to her friends. And I don't know anyone there, maybe a few people. I hit the beer right away. And as soon as I walk in, some 18-year-old girl happens to look at me. And as soon as she looks at me, like, I felt uncomfortable. Like, she's undressing me and licking her lips like, this guy is the hottest guy here. And she literally fucked me with her eyes. Hence, fuck me eyes. That's pretty much my story, dude. Okay.
Go back and listen to it, guys.
Yeah, it's actually worth listening to. And straight out of Compton Review, and Sadie just having him on whenever we get him or Sergio on is always fucking dope, dude. All right, man, we got a lot to go through with very little time, dude. Just want to hit you up. I totally forgot because last week we didn't record. You're going to keep doing that the whole show. We did hit our 3-year anniversary, dude.
Oh, yes, yes.
Did not bring you any gifts besides me being here.
That's all we need.
But I've been busy as fuck, too, dude. So we did hit our 3 years.
Sweet.
And then, let me see, number two is... the past 2 days, I've had time, kind of, when getting home, pulling together articles for October, the month of October.
Oh, yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, spooky story talk, scary story talk. I'm bringing twisted articles and, like, urban legends and... It's cool shit worth, you know, talking about. And I love having fun with that, dude. So that's what I'm working on for us right now. That's about it.
Cool beats.
Yeah, let's talk football real quick, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man. You did
I
not
gave,
give me week,
gave
week
nothing.
Three picks. So as of right now, we're looking at you have 10 wins. And off of my picks, I have now 16 wins.
Okay, not that bad.
Now we can either go, I can not count week three and I can give you, still have you keep 10 and I'll keep 8. Because you need all the help you
let's
can
try get. This week, and if it's really bad, then we'll fix it.
You're going to
because I think I'm going to get all fucking 15 or whatever the number is.
Okay, cool. Before we jump into week four, week three, this weekend's games, this is the best week of football within the first 3 weeks. A lot of great games, a lot of nail biter games. Big shout out to Eric from the Beard and Underachievers podcast. He texted me, and we're texting about fucking your game, the Houston fucking...
What I did not
game.
See.
Oh, my God.
Because I was at a fucking tournament.
Okay, so you saw nothing then. Okay, just a great batch of games. That's all we got then, since you didn't watch anything.
I watched the Dallas game. Was good.
That was a great game yesterday.
I like watching Dallas. Night.
Yeah, they're exciting, and even Arizona looked good. Larry Fitzgerald looked good, and Carson Palmer's getting old, but he fucking looked good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here we go. Week four then, dude. Let's do it. I have 16 wins. You have 10. Thursday night's game is going to be the Bears at the Packers.
Bears.
Ooh, Adam Bears. They beat the Steelers, by the way. That was kind
they
of an
did.
Odd game.
Bears though. Are doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Packers on that one. Next one's going to be Sunday's game. The first game's going to be in London. It's going to be a London game. Saints at the Dolphins. So Dolphins are going to be the home team. I'm going to go Saints.
I'll go Dolphins.
All right, nice. Next one's going to be our regular games. They're going to be the Panthers at the Patriots.
Oh, you know where I go.
We're going to sweep that one. Yeah. Next one's going to be Jaguars at the Jets.
Jaguars, baby.
I'm going to have
they
to...
They fucked up Baltimore.
They destroyed Baltimore.
Fucked them.
All right, so we're going to sweep that one. Next one's going to be Titans at the Texans. I only go Texans because they gave your boys fucking a run.
Yeah, I'll go Texans too.
On okay, one. We'll sweep that one. Next one's going to be now we are on the road. Ben sucks on the road, and it's a divisional game. These ones are always... It's going to be a 3-point game, straight up. Steelers at the Ravens.
Ravens.
All right. I'm going to go Steelers.
No, you know what? I'll go Steelers. No, I'll go Ravens. They both lost this week.
They both lost. Yeah. Next one's going to be divisional game as well in my division. Bengals at the Browns. The Bengals finally almost beat. Look, they almost beat Green Bay. That was another great game.
I'm going Browns.
Wowzers.
You're the Bengals only fucking person? Suck, dude.
They do. They finally
score a touchdown in their fucking.
They were lighting up Green Bay.
Jesus.
Like, Green Bay had to fight. Like, they were down like two scores. Yeah, it was nuts, dude. Next one's going to be. It should be. It looks like one of the best games of the week could be the Lions at the Vikings.
Whew.
The Vikings were lighting it up this weekend.
I know. I'll go Vikings on that one.
All right. I'm going to go Lions because I'm a Matthew Stafford fan. Next one's going to be the Rams at the Cowboys. This is going to be a great test for the Rams.
The Rams at Cowboys?
At Cowboys.
I'll go Cowboys, dude.
I'll sweep that with you. I don't have faith in the Rams.
No, yet. Not yet.
Although I was looking at divisional numbers, and I'll pull those up probably next week.
It was a good game, Rams and Niners game.
It was a great game.
I liked the Niners. I mean, it was. I thought it was.
Yeah, it was competitive. As long as it's competitive, and divisional games should be competitive.
Yeah.
Right? Next one's going to be the Bills at the Falcons. I'm a Matt Ryan fan, dude. I'm going to go Falcons. Dude.
Falcons. I have them on a fantasy, and I don't want Bills to win, anyways.
Next one's going to be divisional. Actually, right. Eagles at the Chargers.
Chargers did win.
I like Carson Wentz.
I'm gonna go Chargers.
All right, good. I like the way you're mixing it up, dude. Next one's going to be the 49ers at the Cardinals.
I don't think Niners could beat Cardinals last night. I mean, the Cardinals were
looking good, right?
They were looking good, but of course they had time problems. And
yeah, dude, the clock management they really fucked up.
Well, I'll go. Where are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go Cardinals straight up, dude. I like Fitzgerald. We'll sweep that one. Next one's gonna be the Giants 0-3 at the Buccaneers. Lost their first game. I mean, they've only played two, technically.
Who, the Giants?
Buccaneers lost. Giants are 0-3.
I'll go Giants. Wow, Is this it for Eli?
It looks like it. They're starting off terrible, and I feel bad because I love Brandon Marshall. He's a new wide receiver to the team. He's not getting used. Beckham is, I don't know, dude. All right, so I'll go Bucks, dude. Yeah, I'll go Bucks. Next one's going to be the Raiders at the Broncos. Raiders got handled this weekend.
That's what they got.
They got fucked up by the Redskins, dude, 10-27. So I'm going to go, okay, at Broncos, that stadium is hard to play at because it's so fucking loud. And that defense is really good. Trevor Siemian is not the best quarterback. I almost want to go Raiders, but.
I'm going to go Raiders. Raider Nation. I'm going
to go Broncos just to mix it up, dude.
Broncos are pretty much. They're going to win that game, but I'm going to go Raiders.
I almost want to go Raiders, dude. And not to talk anything bad about the Raiders, but, like, they're a good, solid team this season. But, wow, they did not look it at all. Next one's going to be the Colts at the Seahawks. They're both 1-2. At home against Seahawks, I will sweep that with you. And Monday's night's game is going to be the Redskins, who destroyed the Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs, that are 3-0. There's only two teams in the NFL that are 3-0 right now, the Atlanta Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right, we'll sweep that one, man. Okay, cool. That was fun, dude.
It was.
It was like football fucking talk, dude. We got plenty of time to kill this article. We've mentioned this the past few weeks, dude, that I bring up a lot of weird articles. So relationship facts, sex facts, what the fuck news. This is one I haven't brought over to the table in a long time. Jesus shit list. All right, man.
Sweet.
This one is gnarly. It's fucked up. It sounds like a scary movie. Probably should have saved it till October, but we haven't hit Jesus' shit list. Model scalped and drained of blood in murder unprecedented outside wartime, reveals LA autopsy.
I saw this.
All right, cool. Now, not cool, but fucked up, dude. An autopsy report has revealed how a model was scalped and drained of blood in a murder branded unprecedented outside of wartime, quote unquote. Comic book writer Blake Liebel, 35, and he's, okay, comic book writer, first of all. The name sounds familiar.
It does.
I don't know if I've read any of his stuff, but I'm pretty sure we've seen him at cons before.
We're probably going to read his stuff now, right?
I don't know if I want to fucking read his shit, dude. But Blake Liebel, 35, is charged with the murder of the mother of his child, Ukrainian-born Ayana Kassian, 30. She died of, in exanguination. Oh, wow. She died of exsanguination. What the fuck? Being drained of her blood.
Wow.
Exonuation.
Vampire.
I know. Pretty much, dude. Yeah, exonuation. I'm sorry. Fuck me, guys. According to the medical documents, and blunt force of trauma to the head.
So, drained of blood and bashed in the head.
Yes. Yes. She's also believed to have been tortured for hours in a knife attack in a Los Angeles apartment.
What the fuck?
The murder took place in May last year, and Mr. Liebel, the heir to a plastics and property fortune, could be given the death sentence if found guilty due to the severity of the crime. Any questions?
We still do the death penalty in California?
I wasn't sure if we did, dude.
No, I guess we do, yeah. But questions. I wonder if it has anything to do with his comic books. Or does he write something about like fucking psycho that
I don't know.
Bleeds that's out what, his wife.
I'm kind of curious, but still gnarly.
Yikes.
Dr. James Ribe of the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office gave a harrowing description of Miss Cassian's death in an autopsy report. Her entire scalp was traumatically absent and was not found. Was Ooh. Not present with the body. Dude, her skull had been stripped down to the surface of the bone. There were no scalp present except for the little bits in the back of her neck, he said, according to the Toronto Sun. Okay.
Straight up fucking Indian status. Like,
gnarly, dude. Okay, that's fucked up.
To the bone.
Fucked up. Also, portions of the right side of her face were torn away, including the right ear and part of the posterior face on the right side, all the way down the jawline. Again, wow. It's like squirmy shit, dude. Like, gnarly.
Some crazy shit.
Dr. Ribe also said there were bruises and abrasions on Miss Cassian's face, including a human bite mark. In a grim twist, the autopsy also revealed Miss Cassian's, quote-unquote, lived for at least 8 hours approximately after receiving the scalp injury and the bruise to the collarbone.
Wow.
So she was fucking living in fucking anguish, those, like, right. pain, you suffering, know,
fucking
dude.
Skull coming out.
Oh, man.
Face Dr. ripped off. It's just fucking psycho, oh, man.
Right, dude? Okay, Dr. Ribe said, I have never seen this before, and I doubt hardly any forensic pathologists in this country or abroad have ever seen this outside of, perhaps, wartime. It's extremely
What does that mean, rare. Wartime?
Pretty much wartime. So,
like
World War One, World War Two POWs, that where they would cut off your ear. Or even when you see the beheadings, those videos type of deal, like, you...
And this happened in the States.
This happened in the L.A., dude.
In L.A., so, like, yeah. It's weird when they, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Liebel with Toronto Navy is charged with murder, mayhem, aggravated mayhem, and torture. His lawyers are reportedly planning to argue he is mentally unfit for trial.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. The couple's Bullshit. One-year-old child is now with Miss Cassian's mother. Poor fucking kid, dude. In addition to writing a number of comic books, Mr. Liebel was the director of an animated version of the 1987 Mel Brooks Star Wars parody, Spaceballs.
Wow.
Trip the fuck out, so we do know him. He also directed the straight-to-DVD film Bald. Fuck.
Do you remember that movie? I don't remember.
I don't think I've ever seen that, Bald. Dude. But Bald, like, just sounds gnarly off of...
What we're reading right yeah. now.
In 2008. His father, Lauren Liebel, was a prominent real estate developer in Toronto who also competed in the 1976 Olympic sailing team. He stayed an avid racer of both boats and cars and referred to himself as the Ferrari man. Now, that was his dad. Now, straight up, dude belongs on Jesus' shit list, right?
Dude, the guy's a fucking animal.
Lock him up. Give him the death sentence. Straight the fuck up.
I mean, to rip your wife's... Everything. Scalp off and then bite her face and then beat her
the
up.
The head trauma. Yes,
and then
everything.
Let her sit
dude.
In there for so, 8 hours.
So fucked up.
Did I just, don't know, man. It just fuck.
Yeah.
Weird shit. Dude.
Yeah. So again, guys, like we do hit everything and we talk about some forensic stuff like this, but then we come across a dark one where it's just like this straight up homeboy belongs on Jesus'
yeah,
shit.
He's gonna go to hell.
Why I don't bring it up all the time, but sometimes it's just like. There's gnarly shit out there that's happening is fucked up, dude.
It's crazy.
I got one more quick article if you want. We got time, unless you want to do commercials since we don't know how long we're going to run.
Let's see. How fast is the article? Because I only read two quick books.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
Okay. Well, quickly. I'll
go for it.
I got something to talk about. Did you hear about that chick that died in that freezer?
Yes.
So I've been watching videos when I was sick. And I'll just watch videos. It's some weird shit. Do you think this chick walked into that fucking freezer and died?
That was gnarly, dude, too. Like,
There's so many conspiracy things going out there.
Exactly.
The organ stealers. Some people going in there raped her and killed her, mm-hmm. and she was raped before she was walking out there, which is bogus because she's walking around like, you know, with
maybe
her clothes on.
She was trying to get away. I don't think I've read enough. I've heard about it, but
well, apparently she had to walk through like 2 freezers to actually get to the freezer she died in.
Yeah.
So it's like they show the cameras of her walking through the kitchen.
Her walking in there, right?
It's fucking weird, bro.
It really is. Again, like weird, twisted shit. I don't know, but we'll see what other forensic investigation comes out, and I'm pretty sure we'll bring that to the table, man. All right, hit commercials since we don't know how long we're going to run, and I know we're on a short.
Cool. All righty. Go to our comicsyndicate.com. You'll find 2 banners. You'll find lots of banners. The orange one is Amazon, and go ahead and buy what if you go ahead and click on it and bookmark it to your computer, and whatever you're buying, it helps us out with the equipment and stuff like that. We really do appreciate it for the people that have helped us out. We have Audible. If you want to sign up for books on tape, if you drive far away,
audiobooks, guys.
If you're tired of listening to music and want to mellow out, book. They have a lot of books.
Or even if your commute to work fucking blows, yeah,
blows like Joe's does.
Yeah.
It's you get free 30 days. If you don't like the book you fucking picked, you can always get a new one. They'll swap it out for you free. But make sure you cancel it so you don't get charged for a full month.
All right, guys. Thank you to everyone that has jumped on board. We totally appreciate it. We know it's kind of a bummer fucking note, but we don't have enough time this week. We're going to bring some more lighthearted shit next week, and then all October is going to be spooky, scary good stuff, story good talk. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. You guys can find my boy Adam at MemTheBeaner. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. We'll be right back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
I got my scalp, so I'm...
Wow, sirs, I don't even know what the fuck to name this fucking episode.
Scalp.
It sounds fucked up, dude.
Wow. Anyways, we got some fucking...
All right, man, we got some comic talk, dude. Deadpool director Tim Miller confirmed for Terminator 6.
God, is there 6 Terminators?
Yes, Terminator reboot. And it's going to be the girl who came out on part 2, Judgment Day. The chick who is Sarah Connor, she's back on board.
She alive?
Hamilton, yes.
Wow.
Linda Hamilton, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
So interesting that James Cameron wants to fix his franchise?
I don't know.
I like Terminator 1 and 2.
I thought 2 was better than 1.
Oh, 2 was the shit.
And that's very rare when you get a part 2 that's better than the first one.
So that's going to happen. I mean, straight up, that's going to fucking happen, dude. Next one's going to be Liam Neeson announces retirement from action films.
Man.
He says, I'm 65 years old, motherfucker. Like, you really think people are going to fucking buy an old man fucking kicking ass the way I do?
What movie?
He's Qui-Gon Jinn. He's fucking taken. Oh. He's Liam Neeson, dude.
So he's done with action.
Yeah. Although he has 2 more action movies coming out, but that's it for him.
Okay. I mean, I can still see him doing action movies.
Same,
I like that guy.
Same, dude. Next one's going to be up your alley, dude. And to all the Game of Thrones fans, Game of Thrones will film multiple endings to maintain secrecy.
Well, that's in 2 years from now.
True, but that's, I mean, there was a hack on HBO a few weeks ago, last month, that leaked an episode, right?
Yes, they're always leaking out episodes. But, dude, we have to wait 2 years.
I'm not a fan. I don't
2 years for the next season.
I can wait. I'm good.
God damn, you're missing out, bro.
Next one's going to be Game of Thrones. HBO adds 5th prequel series.
Okay, we got 5 series coming before.
Yes.
Okay.
So does that whet your appetite a little bit better?
I guess. 5.
There you go.
The dog liked it.
Next one's going to be John Wick Chapter 3 release date announced. I love these movies. It's going to come out May 17th, 2019. Okay. They're great movies. I just love them. Next one's going to be Avatar's 4 sequels began production today, which was a few days ago. Those are the ones I don't care about or care to see anymore, dude.
Four sequels.
Yeah.
Don't just stop.
Yeah, agreed. Next one would be okay. Let's do Deadpool 2 and New Mutants have completed production. It's Deadpool 2, Cable, okay. And then New Mutants also, which is going to be X-Force before Cable takes over
the movie.
Yeah, and on top of that, New Mutants is more The Shining than a standard superhero movie. So I know they're going to go darker with that. They're going to go from pull from an old New Mutants comic where it deals with going to hell, going to limbo.
Really?
Yeah. So Magic's on the team, and I love. She's one of my favorite characters, she dude. Is. So she's dope, dude. I'm curious to see how that mends in with X-Force when X-Force finally comes out. I guess.
Okay.
Anyways, what do we got? We got. Director from Star Wars Episode 9 is off, and everyone's been talking about J.J. Abrams is back on board to write and direct it.
Well, let's get through 8, guys.
True. Which is going to come out Christmas time this year.
Yes.
What else do we have? Let's see. Logan is first Oscar screener film sent to the Academy voters.
You think it's going to win?
I think it can win. The little girl might win for supporting actors.
Supporting actress. I can
he
see
might
that.
Win for best actor or maybe best writing or maybe adaptation.
Well, he wrote that?
No, I don't know who wrote it. Oh, actually, okay. Ang Lee? I don't know. I got to double check that one, dude. Anyways, I thought that was dope, dude. And apparently DC still has fucking a bunch of issues, dude.
With movies?
Yeah. So they're going to do a TV show, Titans. They cast Hawk and Dove. Hawk, I don't know the dude who they casted, but they casted Minka Kelly as Dove, and Minka Kelly is just fucking gorgeous.
Okay, I like that.
So she's dope, dude. Flash movie gets new script. Lord and Miller will not direct.
Man, they're just fucking wiping people out and putting new guys in.
Yeah, dude. And then the only good news that came out of DC-wise was Warner Brothers is more director-driven than Marvel, says Nightwing director Chris McKay. And he also says, badass Nightwing movie will have action and heart, director promises. So he reveals that the tone he aims to establish for the Crime Fighters first solo movie, he wants it to be, like, grounded.
Okay.
So I just don't give me a fucked up movie, dude. I love fucking Nightwing,
DC,
dude.
DC, bro.
I know.
DC. All
right, man, go for it, dude.
Cool. I read a couple books. I read this Image book called Scales and Scoundrels. And we start off with this girl winning in a tavern in cards. And we got babies crying and laughing. a fight breaks out, and we find out that she's either part dragon or just a dragon with fire or a ability with fire ability.
Okay.
Because they you know she wins and they say fuck you and then she just burns them up. She is rushed out of the city. She's rushed out of the city where she finds a prince that is in trouble with some bandits. She takes care of the bandits very quickly, and they come together with this adventure, which is a prince, and they go back. We get back to the tavern that she had burned down, and then we see this this huge like knight looking guy looking for the Pacific Dragon Girl.
Okay,
that now he's on the hunt for her. That's pretty much the comic. It was real simple. The art was okay, easy to read. Nothing really meaty in this book.
Okay. Valiant title? You're still on your Valiant?
No, it's Image.
Okay, Image. Scales and Scoundrels?
Written by...
Sebastian Gerner. And what is that? Mitch Gallad? I forget his first name.
Salad. That's what it
was. Yeah, Gallad. Okay, cool. Do you want to hit your second one?
Sure. Red Vader number 5.
Dope.
After taking the...
Charles Soule?
Maybe?
Or no. Is it... I'll think about it.
Aaron?
No, you might be right. Jason Aaron, perhaps.
Maybe. After taking the lightsaber from the Jedi in the last issue, the Lord Sidious has handpicked this planet called Mustafar for Vader to last part of his mission.
That's the fucking volcano planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the planet, he must bend the lightsaber's crystal to teach it your pain to teach it your anger.
Nice.
To make it bleed. That's a quote from the book.
Why the red.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Vader takes the crystal and starts feeding its pain. But before he can do that, the crystal shows him a vision of what he should do and to get back to the Force. The Force is trying to get him back.
Okay, good. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It shows him killing Lord Sidious when he confronts him.
Okay.
And asking, Lord Sidious then confronts one Obi-Wan. Then he goes to Obi-Wan.
Okay.
Then he asks for mercy. Vader rejects this this feelings. He okay. feeds on the hate. He goes, fuck it. Because you're getting these clips of like him doing that, and then clips of his wife dying and him carrying her, and that.
So the guilt and everything he has.
Yeah, the panel shows the environment reacting to his pain. Like, okay. So they got volcanoes fucking exploding when he's feeling his anger, and he's feeding that crystal.
Okay.
The panels of his wife react to the volcanoes. He finally loses himself into the dark side when he appears in front of Sidious with a red saber. Okay. So we kind of see the very last that he is actually completely churned away from the Force and embraced the
and finally created his own red lightsaber.
Yes, so he is ready to kill more people.
Yeah,
it was okay. great. It was good art. It was a great comic book.
That's interesting. You know what? All the Star Wars ones that Marvel has put out once the merger, once Disney bought Marvel and Star Wars, these comics, the art and the writing has been fucking dope.
Yeah, they
dude.
Put their fucking A team on it.
Yes, they do. And I love it, dude. Okay, are you reading Dark Knight's Metal?
A little bit.
Okay, Dark Knight's Metal, I'm going to hit real quick and then we'll kill it. I'm probably going to hit number one and number two. Okay. Dark Knight's Metal number one is written by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. Our boys are back again.
Yes, he's going to be at a show too this coming.
Yes, yes, and we're going to see if we can get Homeboy finally, dude. Starts off with the Justice League in a gladiator arena where they're scared off with mechs that appear to be based on each of their abilities, which is weird. It's just weird how it starts off, but it shows the team working together and Batman always being one step ahead and getting out of this gladiator arena. But the way Greg Capullo draws it is just fucking gorgeous. His art is amazing anyways.
It is.
So now after that, they're on their way back to Earth. And they were on Mongrel's planet. And, you know, they save the day or they end the fucking day. They end the mission. And Superman's talking to Batman. And he's like, not right now. Like, I'm talking. Alfred, what the fuck's going on? I don't know what just happened, sir, but there's a giant mountain that appeared in Gotham. He's like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to Gotham right now. So now they all focus on this investigation, like, where did this come from? They come across a covert crew called the Blackhawks that are like an anti-apocalyptic team led by a woman named Kendra Saunders that tells the Justice League, like, she knows about a full-scale invasion that is said to occur, about pocket dimensions. She tells them about Carter Hall, who is Hawkman, and of a metal that he was investigating that gives the wearer different powers or different abilities, depending on person to person. You can fly. You can absorb energy. You can turn invisible. It just differs from person to person, is what the nth metal is. And it's really cool now because now she's telling this dude. It's funny because he started his own crew, Carter Hall, and he believed the metal came from evil. So now she's telling him the history of what's been happening and what she knows and where she now drops that it might come from a dark universe. And then she talks about a dragon that rules this dark universe, dark multiverse, called Barbados. And it's cool because we're that is able to come across because of a Wayne. Now, it's really interesting, dude. She explains now that he's the cause of it and he's the one that opens the door. So it's interesting because now she's in this stronghold place where it's artifacts and everything, and Batman's like, fuck, this is what I haven't been wanting to tell you guys. Like, he's, of course, Batman's been working.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to tell anyone, like, but now he realizes, like, fuck, okay.
I can't tell you the bag.
Yeah, pretty much. And he bails, dude. So, one of the guys, an old character, Red Tornado, now acts out to trap Batman, because that's the whole plan is like, okay, let's keep Batman here, because he's the one, Bruce Wayne is the one that causes everything, or this Barbados demon to come out. So it's really cool because now we see again how he's been working on his own, that the Justice League is unaware of what the hell Bruce Wayne is up to. Like, no, I can figure this out. I can solve this, dude. Now we see visions where certain characters that have access to this nth metal, Steel, Plastic Man, premonitions, and they see premonitions to find the man responsible, or the quote-unquote, the wagon for the Dark Horned God. And then we see Batman continue to get information from all these stories in the Diary of Carter Hall. Now, the Diary of Carter Hall that's been written has been hidden in his own house the whole time. But it's really cool because Dark Knight's Metal number one ends beautiful because he says, it ends with a great page, my God, so it's all true. And he's reading this novel, this diary by himself. And then behind him, you see a, yes, Batman, yes it is. I am Dream of the Endless. And I have come to tell you that this nightmare has only just begun.
Who is it?
Dream. So it's a fucking...
Sandman?
Sandman. Straight up, dude. Straight up. Now, how it's going to go forward, I don't know. That was issue number one. Now, I loved it. Wow. Dark Knight's Metal number two, Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo again, starts off with the writings of Carter Hall, where he talks about his many lives and the beginning of the multiverse and even the dark multiverse. Then a scientist that created a machine to look into it more and see what really lays behind all of this. But as the writing continues, we see a panel of Superman surveying Earth, where different parts of the world are covered, which is weird. So, like, there's a weird outline all over. So he's in space looking at the Earth, and different territories of Earth are outlined by bats.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's interesting, dude. First person he goes to is like, everyone, Justice League, we need to find fucking Batman right fucking now. So... Justice League is on board. It's like, all right, cool. And it's really cool because we see each of the Justice League members and where they're at. And he asks for weird help from a lot of fucking people, dude. So the team gets together to find Batman. It's dope as he does this. We see Batman left a transmitter for each team to track to buy himself some time. So we see the Green Lantern. We see in Gorilla City. We see... different characters. Oh, I'm sorry. What's his name? Constantine and Zatara in like a demon world, like the House of Mystery. And it's like, how the fuck did Bruce get fucking one of these transmitters here? Like, he's giving them false leads to wherever they need to go. Now, this one gets cool too, dude. And then we see a page of Cyborg, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman now caught up with him in this, I don't know, weird, strange part of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because as soon as they get there, it's like, all right, Supes, we have eyes on him. Get here right now. And it's really cool because we see a lot of Batmen on motorcycles driving through this fucking thick vegetated forest. And they're booking it. And Damian Wayne, we see him in a tank truck, which is kind of cool too. And it's the Bat family helping out Batman. I need your guys' help. I can't tell you yet. This is what makes Batman an asshole.
Yeah, it makes him essential. You have to, you know.
Yeah.
He has to do it.
It's funny because Superman says, watch out for all his tricks. He's only one man. And that's when we see the panel of everyone, of his Bat family. And we don't know it's them yet, but there's enough characters where it's like, okay, that's got to be Jason. That's got to be Nightwing. That's got to be right. This character. It's got to be Batgirl. It's got to be everyone, which it is literally everyone. And we see the crew ready for this. And they, again, want to just capture Batman. Like, you're up to something. Talk to us, what's going on? And it's cool because they capture each Batman one by one, and they keep looking into their backpacks, and it's like their satchels, and it's like, what the fuck is this? Seeds? They keep fucking throwing it out. Like, we're chasing you for fucking seeds. We got the wrong Batman. Ksh, out. It's like, all right. So they capture another Batman. Same thing fucking happens. It's nice. Real cool, dude, because we see what Batman does to his fucking friends is, it kind of sounds fucked up, but like, he's always prepared for it, dude. So the artifact from the prior issue is what Batman stole, and then he booked it. He's like, I need this to stop what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're after him from the get-go, and that's why they each have backpacks on, like, all right, here's Batman, here's what he stole, or here's what he took. And it's cool because now they finally catch, okay, all the Batmans have been rounded up, and Cyborg's like, all right, we can finally... Nightwing, we know it's you. And it's cool the way Greg Capullo draws it, like the bat mask fucking like deteriorating, like, oh, it's me. Of course it's me. And it's like, all right, we got the last one. It's like, where's fucking Batman? It's like, he's gone. He said buy him some time, so that's what we did. He's like, open up your backpack. He's got fucking seeds in here too. What the fuck are these seeds for? Well, these seeds that you guys have been capturing us all over this place. And it kills the vegetation. It goes straight to the roots. It goes to the earth. And you're hurting it every time you guys have been doing it. and you guys just piss someone off. And then Wonder Woman is a smart one out of the bunch. She goes, fuck, what right. coordinates are we at?
Poison Ivy?
No, it's the Parliament of the Green. So Swamp Thing.
Oh, pops shit.
Out. And the way Greg Capullo draws
everyone's
Swamp Thing.
Everyone's fucking coming out of this
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes. And this is, I loved it, dude. And to see Swamp Thing again, we love the fuck out of him. He doesn't get wow. used enough. I want to see Animal Man again, dude.
Right.
So hopefully he gets busted out eventually, dude. But now it's really cool, dude, because he's like, who dares harm the Green here? And of course he gets fucking pissed. And he's, he shackles them up right away like, no, you guys assholes are fucking up my Green. So it's really cool, dude. Now that we see Supes finally in play where he's the one that catches up with Batman, asking Bruce, like, let me help you. Even though he's already working on an answer, but Batman finally tells him, like, he knows what's been going on and he's the only one that can do anything to stop it. And he's like, there's five metals that weigh down on a soul, Electrum. And if you've read Scott Snyder's work, Electrum was brought in the Court of Owls.
Okay.
Beginning of his run. Dionysium, which was brought up in the Joker Endgame. Prometheum after Endgame, and an nth metal that he used to look into the dark universe. Once these five metals have bonded into you or have stabbed you or you've had contact with them, you open this fucking dark gate, which happens to be Batman is the gateway to let this Barbados creature out. And it's just dope to see, like, the everything, dude. Like, even there's a great scene where he even had Clayface help him out. Like, they capture Batman and he's like, Bruce, your heartbeat's different. Like, it sounds like you're scared. And he's like, damn, I'm doing a good job then. And then Superman, like, rips into him, and it's like, oh, fuck, it wasn't Batman. It looked like he ripped his heart out. But it's like, you motherfucker. So Clayface, that is working to help Batman, too, is dope to see. So it's pretty much now a Batman doing what he needs to do. He has little baby Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this is the only way I can open this fucking gate. I have to go on to stop it. And Superman and Wonder Woman finally catch up with him. And she's like, Bruce, you can't do this. If you enter this gate, you're going to erase your life. Like, there's no coming back. And it's really cool to see, like, Batman tells him, like, it's pure madness, Bruce. You go back, you'll erase yourself from the world. You'll erase Batman forever. He tells her, you don't think I don't know that? It's a one way. Just please watch over my family. All of them. And Damien. Help him become a better man than I was and tell him I'm sorry. Tell them all. So it's really cool but really fucked up because it's all a story that Scott Snyder has been writing finally come like the culmination of like the Court of Owls of fucking Joker's Endgame. And Batman gets screwed over by the Court of Owls. The Court of Owls are still involved now. And he is the one that brings over this dark multiverse or opens this gate. And now we see twisted versions of Batman from this dark multiverse. And I'm just going to explain that real quick and I'll explain it next issue more, is a world, a dark multiverse where nothing but bad things happen. And this world, each version of Batman on each world he comes from, he snaps. He finally has that bad day where a good man turns bad.
Yikes.
So it's dope, dude. That's where it's going. That's where it's leading. So much good shit. Besides that, I don't have time to read, dude. I'm dropping off on a lot of things, dude.
Big time.
All right, guys. That was dope, dude. Both of those ones I fucking loved. Vader sounds fucking sick, and we love that anyways. All right, guys. Adam, where can our listeners
find you? You can find me at Mem the Beaner on Instagram and Twitter.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find at the CS Bell on Twitter as well. Thanks for listening, guys. Share the podcast more than anything. We made it short, but yeah, next week we'll have a longer show, hopefully, if we record ever again.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out.